Well, sign of a wave. One of America's most elite research institutions, the University of Chicago, where, by the way, former Governor Jack Markell got his master's degree in business. The University of Chicago is dropping the requirement that student applicants submit College Board scores, either SAT and or ACT, as part of the admissions process. Doesn't mean that they could not submit them, just that they don't have to anymore. Nick Anderson, education reporter of the Washington Post, is, I understand it, Nick, an increasing number of colleges had gone this route, but this is the first for a really elite university, right?
Well, yes, this is a kind of a watershed moment. Major universities, such as Harvard, Yale, Princeton, the major private universities, the Ivy Leagues, you don't see test optional. That's the name of this policy. You don't see test optional policies in those universities. The University of Chicago decided, well, let's try this because we think that there are different ways that students can show their stuff and their skill and their merit besides just a test. Now, most universities and colleges that do try this find that a lot of students, maybe even the majority, send in scores anyway, right? Because students do want to look good when right. they send them when they apply. But you know, there's a certain portion of students that that might want to take advantage of this.
Wouldn't there be kind of a snob factor in that? Yeah, I mean, you would expect a student that did not do so well but wants to be elevated by other criteria would not send the scores in, and so you would have a gradual rising of the average score, making the university look, in some respects, even more selective.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few games that you can play with this kind of statistic. But look, here's the bottom line. There are many different ways that colleges look at students. They look at test scores, they look at essays, they look at GPA. And what the people I talk to in admissions offices, GPA is really a crucial thing, and the rigor of courses they take. It's also worth noting that your flagship university in Delaware, the University of Delaware, it is test optional for students from in-state, not for out-of-state students. They still have to send in SAT and ACT.
And that brings to mind the other parallel, and that is some universities that make a test optional within the United States, but for international students still require tests.
Yeah, and that's an issue, too, because with international students, you want to know a little bit more about them because you don't necessarily know their schools as well as you do the domestic schools. But any way you slice it, what Chicago's done is a very interesting move, and I will be curious to watch whether other major universities follow suit. And by that, I mean, you know, does anybody in the Ivy Leagues follow suit? Does Stanford University follow suit? Vanderbilt, Duke University, these types of schools? That's what we'll be looking for.
But I mean, already Chicago's been really selective, right? Like 1 out of 10 applicants ever gets in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 7% of their 7% of their applicants got into the most recent class. So this is a rarefied air that the Chicago students are swimming in, right? I mean, I'm mixing my metaphor there, but you get the point. It's a very selective place. So they are now trying something different to stand out a little bit from their peers, and we'll see how it works.
All right, that's all we can. Thank you, Nick Anderson, Washington Post. Really appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Pleasure.